The backers of an initiative that would increase pay and training for childcare workers in Seattle have filed a lawsuit against the city for the way the measure will appear on the fall ballot. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
The union-backed childcare initiative 107 is currently set to face off against the city's proposed tax levy to fund a subsidized preschool program. Council President Tim Burgess first proposed the preschool plan. In a recent interview, Burgess said the city council sent the two initiatives to the ballot as competing measures in compliance with the city charter.
It requires that when two measures are on the same subject, it spells out how that is to be presented to the voters, and the voters choose between those two measures.
Burgess has said that I-107 would conflict with his preschool measure in several ways, including teacher training requirements. But supporters of I-107 say their childcare measure would complement the city's preschool proposal, not compete with it. Heather Weiner from Yes for Early Success says her group's lawsuit asked the court to let voters approve both measures, not be forced to choose between them.
Frankly, if both of these initiatives pass, which is optimally what would happen, and there are any small conflicts between those two or any overlap, we could negotiate a solution to that, or the court would decide then.
This is just the latest struggle between the two campaigns. Yes for Early Success has also filed ethics complaints against the city for allegedly holding closed-door meetings and using public resources to oppose I-107. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.